We are learning Mesechtas Eiv and Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, the last Amud of the Mesechta, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the bottom of Kodal Amud Beis, Leima Ketanoi. In the Gemara we had, the Machloikis, a Shaila, if you bring a Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, or Yechai, if you now go in when you're Tamei, or something is Tamei from a Sheretz, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash, Yechai. What about bringing a Sheretz itself? This little weasel itself that's makes a person tell me, bring that in itself to the Beis HaMikdash, is the Are You Chai for that or not? So one wants to say, maybe it's Machlekes Tanoim, and it's really the Shaila in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we had a Shaila, if someone finds a Sheretz on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, what should he do? Is it better to take it out quickly, and by that, he'll make his Begodim Tomei, he'll take his Gartel, his Beged, and put it into the Beged, like pick it up with the Beged and bring it out. So there, he's not becoming Tomei, but the Beged is becoming Tomei. Or it's better to look around for a stick that's not Mekabel Tumah and take it out that way. But it'll take a little longer. But on the other hand, you're not going to make your clothing Tameh, so what's better? So what I want to say, maybe that's the Machlokes. Lema Ketanoi. Maybe the Mishaila, if Sheretz, going to bring a Sheretz to the Beis HaMikdash, V'chai V'nat, is totally in the Machlokes Tanoim in our Mishnah. Lema Ketanoi, Sheretz, in the HaMikdash, Koyin Meitzia Behem Yonoi. The Koyin takes it out with his belt that he wears, one of his big dekuna. Why? Why do it with his belt? So literally, it's a tumma. You shouldn't keep tumma around the Beis HaMikdash an extra second. Div Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember, tseves shel eitz. Just take a tseves, it's like a tweezer shel eitz, which something is not makabel tumma, made out of wood. And he takes that mitziah shel arabi shel tumma. She shouldn't be marvet tumma on his clothing. So what's the bia machleik? It's my love. How come if the demanda amish loy lishoyz? The demanda always says you shouldn't wait an extra second. Kesavah hamachas sheretz mikdash chayiv. He always bring a sheretz to his mikdash chayiv, and therefore you don't want to wait an extra second. So you take it out with your clothing. Omandi amish loy l'rabbis. The demanda always says you should not be marvet tumma on your clothing. Kesavah hamachnitz sheretz mikdash. Someone who brings sheretz mikdash is potter, and therefore it's better if you look around a little bit for a tweezer, that's not going to be kabel tuma, instead of making yourself tame. Instead of leaving the Beis HaMikdash, making your clothing tame, it's better to leave in the Beis HaMikdash, because you're potter. So that's maybe a tanoi. And for the Gemara, no. The kuli am chayiv. Really, we can hold, everyone agrees that if you bring a sheretz to the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayiv. So what's the machlekes then? What's better? What's better? What's worse? It's better to wait a little bit, let the tumah stay in the Beis HaMikdash, rather than making your clothing tame. Making one of big dekuna tame on purpose, that's worse. It's better that you make your clothing tame and not leave it in the Beis HaMikdash. But really, everyone holds yichayiv maybe. It's not holding that shayla of chayiv. Everyone holds yichayiv. What's better? They're both not good. So Shah was better to make a clothing tummy or to leave it in the Beis HaMikdash a little longer. That's the machlekes. Whereas, no, I'll tell you, it's a different machlekes tanoim, the second half of our Mishnah. Elika Harin tanoim, the Tzaren said in our Mishnah, the second half, Mehechon Meitzion Oysom. This is talking about Shabbos, and you're not allowed to carry it, so how far are you allowed to bring it? So, one man the Yama says, you bring it, if it's in the Kodesh Roshim, you add a Kodesh Roshim, out of the Hechel, out of the Ulam, and Ben Ulam Lemizbeach. That's between the, there's a, in front of the Hechel, there's a little hallway. And then came Azara, then came Mizbeach, then more Azara. So you bring a tol bein ulam of Mizbeach. After that, you don't bring it anymore. You just put it down and leave it there and you cover it. The other man the Yom says, you take it out of the whole Azara. Why? Because the whole Azara is chayiv and tumah. So what's the biyar machlokes? It's very geshmak. My love, how come if you? The man the Amma Azara loy. The man the Yom holds that you can't bring it out of the Azara. You have to leave it in the Azara after the Mizbeach. Kesava hachomim, kesava hamachna sheretz and mikdash pata. Holds that if you bring it to sheretz and mikdash pata. So here, why are you bringing it out then? So Rashi explains, you're only bringing it out because covered shchina. Because the cover of a shchina. So the, whatever is close to the Kodesh Kedoshim has covered shchina, and that's a problem. You have to bring it out. But as the tumah, it's pata. And the other amandim kula ma'azara, because all the chayiv holds the chayiv if you bring a sheretz into the azara. So you have to take it out into the entire azara. That would be the bir machlokes between these two amandim. So zog the gemara vayit, om Rabbi Yechonon. So how to learn the next gemara is really machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So first learn like Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yechonon is going to say, l'kuli yama hamachnes sheretz is chayiv. So what's the machlokes here if you take it out of the whole azara or only take it out part of the azara? They're arguing how to learn certain psukim. Rabbi Yechonon, shnei mikra echad darshu. This psukim talking about Chizkiyo HaMelech when he was trying to clean out Klal Yisrael from Avodah Zarah. So they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they took out all the Avodah Zarah from everywhere. And Avodah Zarah is metame like a mace, we know. So it says in the pasuk, Vayivoyu hakayhanim lepnima. The Kohanim went into the Kodesh Kodashim, Beis Hashem, letaher. Vayatziu es kol ha-toma. Took all the toma, which is over his Zara. Asher motzu b'heichel Hashem. They found the heichel. Lechatzar Beis Hashem. They brought it out into the Zara. And the Levim accepted it over there. The Levim now go into the Heichel, they go into the Azara, they sing in the Azara. They accepted it there and they took it out. Now they made a switch from the Karam to Levim. What's Pshat and thing? So the Shaila was how to learn up the Pesukim, what's Pshat and the switch? Marasava, one man there learned out from this Pasik, mid the Ishtani ba Azara, Belevim, since you allow them for this waiting a few seconds here to make the switch, so it's a Raya. Tumah b'azara leka, because if not, tell the Kohen just to run right out of Azara. Why is he making a switch to the Levim? So it must be that this Vandiyama holds that Tumah b'azara leka. Umasavar ad hecha deloy efshar b'Levim afikanim. No, it wasn't really longer. Just the reason why he brought Levim in, because it's, whatever Levim can stand already, you'll make assembly line, and a Levim can stand there, use a Levim. Hash to efshar Levim, so the Tumah b'azara leka, watch the Kohen come Tumah. But not pshat that. What? Right, so these baisers even here that to be moist of tumah. Let's say our kohen's a tumah mace ready to become more tumah mace is issa. Yeah, but this gemara is mashma. That is that there is a vital tumah. But there's another problem here. The gemara says over here that pshat in the first man the yama is you see tumah ba'azara leka. We just finished saying that kuli alma there is tumah ba'azara. So Rashi like asks Kasher. Right, says kol hecha the isa hosom loy chamir kuli hai. It's not so chomer. It's not so chomer, but still, that ties this question. If we're going to Kuli Yama, that bringing a sheretz into Beis Mikdash Chayiv, so then what's Pshat in this Man Yama? It says that you let us switch to Levim, even though it takes time. So Taisus says the opposite. Really, maybe Taisus says that it's Milsabap and Afshah. Really, it's Machlekes Tanoim. It's Machlekes Tanoim, Taka. If sheretz, bringing sheretz to Beis Mikdash Chayiv or not, and that's Pshat why bring it out of Azara or not. But they said they both have a raya from the Pesukim. That's all. It's bringing a raya from the Pesukim, but not Pshat that you could hold. That you bring a sheretz is chayiv, and still you go take time. That doesn't make sense, like Tosfos asks. And then Tosfos did a little shot in Rashi. So the Gemara Vayta, Tara Rabbanim, Hakol Nichnasim BaHeichel. We know that we just finished saying Levim can't go into Heichel, and it's Pasha Yisraelim can't go into the Heichel either. Tameim can't go into the Heichel, and maybe even a Balamum can't go into the Heichel either. But if you need service, you need a construction or a fixing up in the Heichel, we have a special hat there that if no one else could do it, then these people could do it. But there's an order, there's a pecking order of who's better to do the job. So Tara Bon, Hakol Nichnasim BaHeichel, Livnois, to build, Lisakein, to fix, Ulhoitzias Atoma, to take out Toma. That means all type of people are mutter to go into the Heichel in order to take care of some important things in the Heichel. This is not avoid, obviously. Or mitzvah b'kahanim. It's a mitzvah to do with kahanim if they could do it. Ain sham kahanim, no kahanim, do nichnasim levim. Then the next best is levim. Ain sham levim, nichnasim yisraelim. V'idi v'idi tahirim. They all have to be tar in tameim loy. That means the fetus tesefta, it would come out that tameim, kayin tameh, and yisrael tar is better. That's what would come out. But we'll see Rav Kahana doesn't change that. Rav Huna, Rav Kahana, who is a kayin, mesiyei kahani, he helps out, he sticks up for the kahanim. Tani Rav Kahana. Or kind of learned to broader down a brayso like this. It says in the pasuk that a person should not go, even a kohen, and even a ba'amum shouldn't go for no reason to the prayer. The pasuk actually about mum. I'll read the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ach el pareches lo yavoi omdech lo yigash ki mum boy lo yichalas mikdashi." A ba'amum should not ever go into the heichal. So it says. Like this, the Bryce says like this. Since we say they can't go to the mizbeach in this pasuk, so maybe if they have to fix something on the mizbeach, rukuya pachim is like they put a coating over the mizbeach. So maybe you can't do work like coating work in there. If a bamum can't go in to do this work, tamaloyma ach cholok. Ach is always an exclusion. We're saying mitzvah betmimim, but ain't shom betmimim across balayimum. Balayimum go in and they do it. And the Brayis goes further. Mitzvah b'tahirim. It's a mitzvah to use a kohen tahar. Ein sham tahirim nechnasim temeim. And idi v'idi kahanim. Both of them should be kahanim. Balayimum and temeim. That means that we are saying that according to this Brayis, it's better to have a kohen tameh and a kohen balayimum than a Yisrael or a Levi. A kohen is the first choice, no matter what. If it's tameh or balayimum, he's the first choice over a Yisrael. Yisraelim loy. So he's changing the tesefta a little bit. It could fit into the tesefta technically, but it was only a diak. This bride is saying the furish that it's better to have a koyin tahar, a kohen tamei, then a Yisrael tahar. The Gemara declares the shayla like this: Avayelu tamei abamum ezim nechnas. You have two kahanim. One's a tamei, one's a bamum. Which one is better to send them for service? The Gemara will explain in a second. But what's the ma'ala? Tamei has a ma'ala tumah hutra b'tzibur. That the halacha is if all the kahanim are tamei, it's mutter. And bamum has a ma'ala. Bamum is allowed to eat kachim, even though a Yisrael, a Zar can't eat kachim. Bamum could eat kachim. So the shayla: what's better? So what's machlokes? The Tommy should want to go in because he's a higher level of Kedusha, the Ashtari Bavar Sibur. It's possible for him to do Avoida if they're all Tommy. If everyone's a Bamum, they cannot do. There's no Bamum Hutter Betsibur, but Tuma is Hutter Betsibur. Rabbi Lezer Emer, Bamum Nichnas. So Ishtri Vachias Kachim. Bamum has a Maila, he is allowed to eat Kachim. And the Ram actually passed like the second Ma'ad Yama because he holds that Tuma Dechuya Betsibur. It's not Hutter Betsibur. And therefore, he passes that it's better to bring a Baal Mumin than to bring in a Tame. Now we're going to go to the last two lines of the Mishnah with very cryptic words, and it's nothing to do with the rest of the Mishnah. The last two words of the Mishnah say like this: Rav Shimon Omer, Mokim she'atiru l'cha chachamim mishalach nashalach, shlo yatiru l'cha mishum shvos. Now, what do those words mean? So Gemara explains that it's going on two different halachas that we had in this Masechta. One will be from this parak, one will be from the parak of Tchumen, which is actually, I think, the end of the fourth parak. So it says like this: Rav Shimon Ahechi Koy, what's it going on? So Mara says, Hasam Koy, it's going back on before on the fourth parak. The Tanai, we're into the Mishnah there. Misha Hichshech Chutz L'Tchum, someone who was walking, taking a nice walk out of his city, and he realizes when it got dark, he's out of his Tchum. He's out of his Tchum, then he loses his city, he loses his whole city. So what's the halacha? Tanakama says, Afila Amma Achas, even it's one Amma added, you have a sign there, Ad Kanatchum, one Amma added that sign, he's stuck. Lo Yikonis, can't go back in. Rav Shimon Omer, Afila Chomish Esri Amma Yikonis, even if he went out 15 Ammas, up to 15 Ammas, he'd go back in. What's the reason? Lefi She'ein Amashuchais, Mematzim Esamidais, Mepnei Atoyim. The reason is because the measurers, the people who measure the Tchum, they don't make it exact. Two Pshat Mirashi, why not? One pshat is Pnei Atoyim, Gufa, because it is. People sometimes walk and they lose themselves, so they always gave you a buffer zone of 15 Amis. The other pshat is because they're not exact. And Rashi on there breaks the whole cheshbin, how because they're each holding the rope and where the hand is, it doesn't count. Up to 15 Amis, they don't do exact job. Therefore, you get 15 Amis extra outside the Tchum. And that was Rav Shimon Shita. So Rav Shimon tells the Tanakama, the Kama Tanakama Yikonis, only Rav Shimon Yikonis. And our Mishnah adds on the words. I'm not giving you something that's not his. That's you read it. Mokim she'atiru l'chachamim, that mokim, 15 amas that I was matter for you, mishalach nasalach, it was yours. It was part of your tchum, because it wasn't really real that was added 15 amas. It wasn't I'm giving you 15 amas buffer zones out of your tchum. Those 15 amas are really your tchum. That's you read those words. In the Mishnah, it says, mokim she'atiru l'chachamim, mishalach nasalach. That's the first line. The next line says, that is going back on our parak. We had before machloikis, if the string snaps on the harp, they used to play musical instruments together with the carbon. It was very important for the carbon to play the musical instruments. And the halach is, if it snaps on Shabbos, you let it tie it up. But it's machloikis. According to the Tanakhama, there, the halach is, you make a regular knot. According to Rav Shimon, you have to make a bow. You can't make a regular knot. And that Rav Shimon is explaining over himself over here. Rav Shimon is the one who says, you can't make a knot. Rav Shimon says, by Tchum I was makel because that was his. But by the knot, I don't let the rice in the Beis Mikdash. And let's read it inside. So, Yatiru l'cha el mishum shvus. I only was mad to Beis Mikdash mishum shvus. Hechikoy, Yahosim koy. The Kama Tanakama, Koyishra. Tanakama says, by the harp you tie it. Ba'amle Rav Shimon, Oimva. Rav Shimon says, you make a bow. So Gemara explains, Aniva that doesn't come to Dechatos, the Rabbanon say it's Mutter. Kshira, that's Dechatos, Shor Rabbanon. But a knot, a real knot, that comes to Dechatos, Shor Rabbanon. Now, I'm teaching, if I just learned the Gemara, that the Vart is that Oinva is the Rabbanon, and Kshira is the Raisa, and therefore he only allowed the Rabbanon, not the Raisas. But Rashi doesn't exactly learn like that. Rashi is learning that even for the Tanakama, the Kshira was not a case of Chiyav Chatas. There's a Gzeira, maybe you're going to make a Kesher Shal Kayama. That's what Rashi learns. It seems like from Rashi that if you make a knot that's not a Kesher Shal Kayama, there's a way to make a knot that won't be the Raisa, won't be Kesher Shal Kayama. which is really not so simple in halacha lemaisa, because that'll be simple answer. Just make a nakash shagam by making shos. Why? What was the whole shiloh over there in that gemara? Right, maybe it's a starker source, because it could come to a starker shagama. But usually learn that if it's be'etzem, that type of knot, even if you're going to undo it that night, it's still called shakayama. But upon him, the way you read the end of the Mishnah is like this. Makom shetil chom v'chom v'shalach v'nasu. That I allowed you to go at 15 amas because I was your own. Shalo yetil chom v'shos. I hear I was machmir on you not to make a knot. That's because I only allow shvos, but not allow, that I don't allow a deraisa. Those that finished it, mazel tov to everyone.